لما حضر الإمام أبو الحسن الشاذلي عليه رحمة الله في مجلس في مصر فيه العز بن عبد السلام وأكابر العلماء.
Once the Imam Abu Hassan al-Shadhili attended a gathering in Egypt, and present was Al-Izz bin Abd al-Salam and the great scholars.
قالوا له تكلم معنا.
So he said, speak to us. Or they all said, talk to us.
فقال لهم أصليتم؟
So he said to them, have you in reality prayed?
فعجبوا من هذا السؤال.
So they were surprised by his question.
هؤلاء أكابر العلماء.
Those were the great scholars.
كيف صليتم؟
So, you know, how would you ask, have you all prayed?
قال استغربتم من السؤال.
So they said, we're surprised by your, we find your question strange.
قالوا عجيب يا حضرة الشيخ.
So then they said, respond, O Sheikh.
قال إنما سألت عن الصلاة الدائمة التي لا يخرج عنها صاحبها.
He said, I only in fact was asking you about perpetual prayer from which the person in the station never leaves, a prayer that they never leave.
أما سمعتم قول الله والذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون؟
Didn't you hear the saying of Allah, those whom in their prayer are continuous?
يعني أنه إذا تحقق بحقائق الصلاة بقيت معاني حضوره مع الله خارج الصلاة كذلك.
Meaning if they are truly realized in the realities of salah, the meanings of presence of heart with Allah remain with them always.
وقد قال الإمام الغزالي إن خمس معاني إذا اجتمعت فهي الخشوع.
Imam al-Ghazali said that five meanings, if they're present, this is the quality of خشوع. Submissiveness, if you will, during the prayer.
الأول حضور القلب.
The first is presence of heart.
الثاني تدبر المعنى.
The second is pondering upon the meanings.
الثالث التعظيم.
The third is magnification or exaltation.
الرابع الهيبة وخوف الرد.
The fourth is awe and fear of not being accepted.
الخامس الرجاء للقبول.
And the fifth is hoping that one will be accepted.
والسادس الحياء.
And the sixth is shyness.
بأن يعلم أنه مهما اجتهد فهو مقصر في حق الله.
And knowing that no matter how much the person strives, they're still falling deficient of showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his rights and his
property.
So then the heart becomes humbled or broken literally for the sake of Allah. So if all of these meanings are present, then this is complete khushu' or submissiveness in the prayer. And these meanings are present in the heart of those who are true, whether in prayer or outside of the salah. So would we be surprised if someone asked us, have we prayed?
كلنا صلينا المغرب الآن أم لا؟
So did we in fact pray Maghrib now or not?
قالوا لي بعض الصالحين هل صليت؟
It was said to one of the pious, have you prayed?
قال ما أقدر أجيب على هذا لكن أقول لكم نعم وقفت وانحنيت وارتفعت وسجدت نعم هذا حصل مني.
He said I can't ask that question but I can say yes I stood up and I bowed and I prostrated I did that.
لما سئل بعض العارفين هل للقلب سجود؟
One of the knowers of Allah was asked, does the heart prostrate or is there prostration of the heart?
قال نعم سجود لا يرفع عنه أبدا.
And he said, yes, a prostration from which it never raises.
إذا سجد القلب لله لم يقوى على الرفع عن السجود.
If the heart prostrates to Allah, it's not able to lift itself from prostration.
كيف يقوى على ما يوقن أن فيه هلاكه؟
How could it do that which in which it's certain is its doom?
فحياة القلب بسجوده لله.
Life of the heart is through its prostration for Allah.
نسأل الله أن يكرمنا بسجود القلب.
We ask Allah to generously grant us prostration of the heart.
والسجود القلب يظهر السيمة حتى على وجوههم.
And those whose hearts prostrate, the signs manifest even in their faces.
قال تعالى سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود.
Allah exalted be He said their signs are in their faces from the traces of prostration.
لما سمعنا في العنوان أن الكلام عن أهمية التزكية مع الدعوة إلى الله نختم بكلمتين عن ارتباط التزكية بالدعوة.
When we heard in the title that the subject was the importance of purification and that in inviting to Allah, then we will conclude with the discussion of inviting to Allah.
فنقول إن صاحب التزكية يدعو إلى الله لا إلى نفسه ولا إلى علمه ولا إلى عقله ولا إلى رأيه ولا إلى خصوصي مذهبه.
We say that the person of purification invites to Allah, not to his knowledge, not to his opinion, not to his school of thought, and not to himself or herself.
فهو بنور العلم والإخلاص لوجه الله يدعو ليرضى الله عنه.
So this person of purification, through the light of their purification and their sincerity for the noble countenance of Allah, they invite to Allah that Allah may be with them well pleased.
مستشعرا النيابة عن صاحب الدعوة.
And while doing so, they truly feel their representation of the one who is the true bearer of this invitation.
القائل بلغوا عني ولو آية.
The one who said, convey from me even if only just one verse.
الذي قال الله عنه داعيا إلى الله بإذنه.
The one about whom Allah said, and an inviter to Allah by his permission, meaning by Allah's permission.
فهو يدعو إلى الله بالإذن الأعظم من الله ونحن ندعو عنه.
So he, the Prophet ﷺ, invites to Allah with the greatest permission from Allah, and we invite on his behalf.
قال شاب لسيدنا عمر إذن لي أن أتكلم على الناس بعد صلاة الصبح.
A young man said to our master Omar, give me permission to speak to the people after the dawn prayer.
مجال الدعوة واسع سيدنا عمر يعظم الدعوة إلى الله.
And the arena for inviting to Allah is vast, and our master Omar held the da'wah in high esteem, gave it a great status.
لكن الشاب لم يخرج إلى البادية ولا من يحتاج معرفة أمور الدين وهو عند الصحابة بالمدينة المنورة.
However, this young man didn't go out to the desert, the unpopulated areas where people needed to understand the basics of the deen. He was in Medina in the midst of the prophetic companions.
وتأمل سيدنا عمر بفراسته الدوافع التي تدعو لمثل هذا.
And Sayyidina Umar, with his insights, he reflected on the motivation that would encourage him to make this request.
فقال له لا.
So he said no.
قال ولماذا يا أمير المؤمنين؟
And he said, why not, O Commander of the Faithful?
قال إني أخشى أن تنتفخ حتى تبلغ الثريا.
He said, I fear that you'll become so inflated that you'll reach Pleiades, you'll reach the stars.
إن وسائل الدعوة إلى الله كثيرة وتستطيع القيام بها، أما طلبك الكلام على الناس في هذا المكان في هذا المقام فلدافع من نفسك.
He said that the means of inviting to Allah are many and you can do them. However, your asking to stand and speak to people in this particular context, that's due to other motivations.
وهو بنفس سيدنا عمر كان يخاف على نفسه النفاق.
And he, Omar himself, may Allah be well pleased with him, feared hypocrisy for himself.
وحمل القربة فأدخلها إلى بيت أرملة صب لها الماء في بيتها وخرج في السوق.
And he would take a water skin and take it into the home of a widow and pour water for her, carry water, bring water for her, and also he would go himself and walk through the markets.
فقال غيرك، قال بعض الصحابة غيرك حق بهذا منك يا أمير المؤمنين، يكفيك هذا.
And some of the companions said, oh, Commander of the Faithful, it's more fitting that others do this and suffice you from alleviate you from the need of doing tasks such as this.
قال لا.
He said no.
إن وفود العرب جاءوني سامعين مطيعين.
He said, indeed, the delegations of Arabs came to me hearing and obeying.
فدخل نفسي شيء.
So something entered myself.
فأحببت أن أكسرها.
So I loved that I would break it.
هؤلاء الذين يراقبون أنفسهم وهم في النهايات.
And those men would carefully observe their souls, and they were at the ends of their spiritual paths.
مع أن النبي شهد له أن الشيطان يفرق من ظله.
And this was the case, even though the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم testified to the fact that the shaitan would flee from his very shadow.
وقال كما جاء في البخاري إيهن يا ابن الخطاب والذي نفسي بيده ما رآك الشيطان سالكا فجا إلا سلك فجا غير فجك.
He said in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari and others, O Umar ibn al-Khattab, I swear by Allah that you do not travel a path except that the devil travels a path other than your path.
وعند ذلك إذا قام بالدعوة فلن يردها إلى جدال عقيم.
And this person, if they عقيم
غير نافع.
And if this person of purification engages in inviting to Allah, they will not allow it to become a mere useless debate.
ولن يتخاصم بها مع غيره.
And they won't use the da'wah as a means of mere polemics with others or arguments with others.
ولن يعنف إذا وعظ.
And if they admonish, if they give a reminder, they will not be harsh in doing so.
ولن يانف إذا وعظ.
And they will not dislike to be reminded themselves. So when others remind them, they won't have an aversion to that.
وقد لخص النبي حقيقة الكبر في قوله الكبر بطر الحق وغمط الناس.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم summarized the reality of arrogance in his saying, arrogance is rejecting the truth and looking down on people.
ومن أدل الأدلة على إخلاص الداعية وصدقه وتزكيته أن يفرح بمن يظهر من الدعاة فينتفع الناس به.
And one of the best proofs of the sincerity and genuineness of an inviter to Allah is when they're happy if someone else manifests, if someone else becomes in the public and invites to Allah as in addition to them and gives benefit to others.
نسأل الله أن يرزقنا حقائق الإخلاص.
We ask Allah that He grant us the realities of sincerity, of ikhlas.
وأن يؤتي نفوسنا تقواها.
And that He gives our souls their God-fearingness.
وأن يزكيها فهو خير من زكاها.
And that He purifies them and He is the best that purifies them.
هو وليها ومولاها.
He is their patron and their master.
ومن ظهر له شيء من دسائس النفس صدق في الالتجاء إلى الله فخلصه من شرها.
If one of the impurities of the soul becomes manifest to someone, and they should truly return in refuge to Allah and beseech Him to rid them of this or impurify them of this.
نختم الكلام عن هذا الموضوع بأمرين.
And then we will end this the discussion of this subject with two points.
الأمر الأول ما ذكر بعض العارفين أن ثلاثة أشياء إذا اجتمعت في عمل للإنسان وأمر يقوم به تم له فيه النجاح.
The first of these points, the first matter is three things if they're present in a given work, in a given deed, it will be perfected and successful.
الأول إخلاص القصد والنية لوجه الله.
Making one's objective and one's intention purely for purely seeking Allah, purely seeking the noble countenance of Allah.
الثاني إعطاء العمل ما يستحقه من الهمة ومن الإحسان ومن الوقت.
Giving this given work the what it deserves of himma, of an aspiration, and of ihsan, excellence, and the time that it in fact deserves.
الثالث أن يفوض الأمر فيه إلى الله.
The last, that the person turns this matter of this work or turns their matter in this work over to Allah. They consign the outcome, entrust the outcome of this work to Allah.
فلا يعتمد على إخلاصه ولا على اجتهاده.
So then they do not depend upon their own sincerity nor their own striving.
بل على الله وحده.
But rather upon Allah solely.
الأمر الثاني أننا في هذا الموضوع ينبغي أن نختم المجلس بتجديد الإيمان وتجديد التوبة.
And he said the second matter is that we should complete this subject and this gathering by renewing our faith and our repentance.
فأما تجديد الإيمان فبامتثال ما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم جددوا إيمانكم.
As for the renewal of our faith, that is in obeying the command in which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, renew your faith.
فقالوا كيف نجدد إيماننا؟
So they said, and how would we renew our faith?
قال أكثروا من قولي لا إله إلا الله.
So he said, say much لا إله إلا الله.
وروى الإمام أحمد في مسنده.
And Imam Ahmad narrated in his compilation of
hadith,
that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present among a group of his companions. And he said, "Is there anyone else with you, meaning any non-Muslims?" And they said, "No." He said, "Raise your hands and say, 'La ilaha illallah.'" So he dictated this to them thrice. And then he gave them the good news that Allah had forgiven them.
فنتوجه إلى الله في تجديد إيماننا.
So let us turn to Allah, renewing our faith.
ونقول جميعا.
And let us all say,
لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله
محمد رسول الله
صلى الله عليه
وعلى
آله وصحبه وسلم. أما تجديد التوبة فأن نطلع رب الأرض والسماء من قلوبنا على ندم صادق على جميع ما كان منه.
As for renewing our faith, that we show the Lord of the heavens and the earth a true, a sincere remorse from all of our previous misdeeds.
وعلى عزم صادق أن نقلع عن جميع الذنوب صغائرها وكبائرها.
And a true resolve to leave all sins, the minor and major sins. And that we never return to them until we meet him. You who looks to the hearts, place this meaning in these hearts.
Ameen.
And the one who deems that is difficult for his heart, then make it easy for him or her. And prepare them for this. And show him or her mercy prior to us standing from this gathering of ours. Make him true in fulfilling his covenant with you. And humbling himself before your magnificence. And that he feels ashamed towards you. So that you'll forgive him. O most generous of the generous. And most merciful of the merciful. Make our hearts regret their sins, leaving them with the resolve to never return to them.
Ya Allah.
Oh Allah.
Ya Allah.
Oh Allah.
Ya Allah.
Oh Allah.
وفي طلب هذا المعنى نقول جميعا.
So let us all say, seeking this meaning,
نستغفر الله العظيم.
We seek the forgiveness of Allah the Greatness.
نستغفر الله العظيم.
نستغفر الله العظيم.
نستغفر الله العظيم.
نستغفر الله العظيم.
الذي لا إله إلا هو.
الذي لا إله إلا هو.
الحي القيوم.
الحي القيوم.
ونتوب إليه.
ونتوب إليه.
من جميع الذنوب.
من جميع الذنوب.
والمعاصي.
والمعاصي.
والآثام.
والآثام.
بيننا وبين الله.
بيننا وبين الله.
وبيننا وبين عباد الله.
وبيننا وبين عباد الله.
ومن جميع ما يعلمه الله.
ومن جميع ما يعلمه الله.
اجعلها توبة نصوحة.
اجعلها
توبة نصوحة. اجعلها توبة نصوحة مقبولة عندك. لا ننقض عقدها ولا ننقض عهدها ولا نخلف وعدها. يا الله
يا الله
يا الله حققنا بحقائق التوبة. يا تواب تب علينا وارحمنا وانظر إلينا. يا تواب تب علينا وارحمنا وانظر إلينا. يا تواب تب علينا وارحمنا وانظر إلينا. تب علينا لنتوب ونقنا عن جميع الذنوب ونصفنا من كل شوب واغفر لنا جميع السيئات وبدلها إلى حسنات وتحمل عنا جميع التبعات. يا مجيب الدعوات يا قاضي الحاجات يا رب الأرض والسماوات يا من بيده الأمر كله وإليه يدعو الأمر كله اغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت أرحم الراحمين صلى الله على المصطفى محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين.